It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
Last segment of the show, scamming scammers.
Yes.
Pip stories.
Yes.
Check on my relationship with, I was going to say Joe, but I don't give a shit about that.
It's all that cuddle talk. It got you confused.
Yeah.
It most certainly did. I don't remember where we left off with this.
Oh.
I think things were going well. I think she still wanted a picture.
She did.
But we were having some sexy talk, too.
Oh.
So March 6th, 2018. Oh, yeah, the last thing I said to her is, yep, you just used me to get off. I think I kind of like that, LOL. Yeah, that's right. Like, she got off and I didn't.
Yeah.
I was a little pissed off about that.
None for you.
Yeah, none for me.
No chatter for you.
March 6, 2018. She goes, sweetheart. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing today? This is at 5:36 in the morning.
Oh, afterglow.
How are you doing today? She says. I go, don't worry about me, sweetie. How are you? She goes, no, dear. I need to be partial. I should be there with you.
I need to be partial?
You heard them.
Is that like a semi?
Might be.
Okay.
I got a partial. I go, that would be lovely. Did you go to sleep after we spoke yesterday? She goes, yeah, baby. I go, ah, I am your sex toy. She goes, LOL. Also, I'm.
Also, I'm?
I'm.
Okay, pet
is
food?
Is Ben still playing? Yeah, scam, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's
it didn't sound like it.
I don't know what that
is. Yeah, I was just still playing, yeah.
All right, enough of that shit. So she said, I go, I like it. She goes, how's your health? I go, remember I was sick. I go, the fever drops with some Tylenol and then returns. I'm achy, but no matter what, I need to dance Friday. I need the money. Remember, I'm a stripper now.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yes, I'm a stripper now. She goes, I believe you will be goo. I think she meant good.
Oh, no, no. You still didn't get yours,
no,
so you might be goo.
When will you get me the card, baby? Oh, here we go.
Oh, okay.
I go, when I am better and I have the money, I want to fly to Acton to see you. Remember, she's in Acton, California now.
Of course she is.
You don't believe?
No, I said, of course she is.
She goes, are you kidding me? I go, about what? She goes, coming to Acton. I go, no. You don't want me? She goes, it's going to be a big visit and surprise. I go, well, I love you. You are my lady, and I want to kiss your soft brown skin. It seems like the next step for us. She goes, yeah, dear, I want that also. And then I give her a kiss emoji. She goes, are you going to go out today? I go, if I do, I will have to walk. There's another big storm tomorrow. It is getting from bad to worse. You are the best thing in my life. She goes, big storm. I don't understand. I go, snow, honey.
Out in Acton, you've never seen that, right?
I guess not. She goes, oh, baby, you're going to feel cold a lot.
Yes.
Spoken like a true Californian. I go, yep, I will think of you to keep me warm. It is the storm we had on Friday, and that got me sick, I think. She goes, OMG, I'm not happy. I go, don't worry, honey. I don't want you to worry about me. She goes, no, it's my duty to take care of you because I love you so much. This is what I fucking need from a fake girlfriend. This is what I'm talking about. I don't need no fucking paid for cuddles. I need fake consideration and care.
There you go.
She's also buttering you up like a fucking roll.
Yep.
And this is why I need cuddles, because your piss poor attitude. So much I can stand.
Oh,
your horse.
Oh my god.
Shit. No, it's my duty to take care of you because I love you so much. I go, and I love you. But unless you are a doctor, there's not much you can do. Just love me. Oh, and have sex with me. I like that, LOL.
Love me. Oh, yeah, and by the way.
Not everything's sick.
She goes, LOL, naughty boy. I will fuck you till DEET, but I think she meant death.
Oh, no,
D-E-T? D-E-A-T-G, but I think she was going for death. LOL, naughty boy, I will fuck you till death.
Okay. Wow. I don't know. That better be really a good one because it's going to be your last.
It most certainly will. What a way to go. I go, well, if I must die, then fucked by you is the way I want to go.
And she's thinking, cha-ching.
I'll leave her everything after I give her everything.
There you go.
She goes, and I will still come to your grave and fuck you.
Why, thank you.
Bet Senator McCain didn't have that going for him.
Ew!
Get rub your snatch on a headstone.
Yeah!
Get rub your snatch on a headstone.
I don't know how that works, Joe.
You might snap off inside. That, it's not a good picture.
I got to tell you, I've been with a lot of women. None have said that.
No.
Fake and real.
I've never thought to say that.
Well, now you've raised your game.
Yeah, okay.
It's not till death do us part. You fucking might die. I'm still fucking you. That's love. That's love, people.
Beyond a grave.
Sure. We've talked about people who have sex with ghosts.
Yes.
Finally, I've met someone.
In the grave.
Exactly. She goes, I go, how will you do that, darling? She goes, just kidding, darling. I go, oh, LOL. Well, I hope you weren't kidding about fucking me while alive. Oh, no, LOL. I go, you do not want to fuck me? She goes, why won't I? I'm alive for you. She's giving me everything but loved and didn't.
Yep. Yeah.
Should have combined these fucking two. I would have had something there.
There you go.
I go, oh, good. I thought you may be kidding me about that, too. She goes, no. What have you eaten? Who's with the fucking food?
Wait a minute. Wait, no, wait. Maybe she's still talking about the same genre.
Hold on, let me get this out of my teeth.
Yeah.
I go, I have not hungry. What have you eaten? Nothing until you eat. I go, that is silly, hon. Eat, please. She goes, I'm with my last penny.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. We're in a bad spot. Let me help you with your job search.
Funny,
we just brought that up in Scammer.
I was just going to say that. Now, if you can listen to our Scamming the Scammer clips, Belinda was down in the outs, and instead of giving her money, Davin was good enough to be a job coach. To give job tips and leads and stuff like that. He's good like that.
Going into the old toolbox again.
That's right.
Somehow they don't enjoy that.
Who?
The girls. They don't enjoy you being a job coach.
Yeah, they just want money.
I don't understand why.
I don't know.
They don't want to do the work.
Lazy whores.
Yeah. Mm.
She goes, we will talk about that when you get here. I go, I can help you from here. Let me help you, love. She goes, baby, I don't want to stress you. Remember your health. She goes, I go, excuse me.
Look at this. Remember your health.
Yeah. Yeah. I go, honey, it will keep my mind off my problems. I love you. I can help. She goes, help me with money first, and with my last penny, as I said.
Pay me, you bastard.
Yes, as if you want to be literal.
Yes.
I go, I know, but I can't do that at this moment. She goes, you can make transactions on your phone. I go, that's not the issue. She goes, what's the issue? I go, it's so, now I'm like, fuck, scramble this fucking twat. On my phone, I didn't thought about that.
No.
I go, it's so messed up, and you'll get mad. I don't want to do this. And she goes, come on.
I don't want to wait for you to turn the page.
That's probably what's making it stick.
Look at that humidity. Oh, my God. Drama.
Things to make the kids laugh. She goes, messed up. How much do you have in the account? I go, I have a lot of money in theory.
In theory.
Baby, please. I got in with a lot of bad people. Please, the less you know, the safer you are. Just trust me. I'm working on it. I'll fix this, and then we can live a good life together.
Is this you or her?
This is me.
Yes, yeah, ma'am. Yeah.
She goes, what do you got with? I go, honey, please, I'm begging you. Just love me and know you make me a better person, which really says how bad of a person I am.
Yeah, really?
She goes, so you've been doing things secretly without telling me?
Uh-oh. You're getting called out.
I go, no, honey, I've been good recently. I want
recently.
I like the backpedal, though.
I do, too.
The backpedal is good, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You're still keeping she's hooking you, but you're making sure you stay on the hook.
That's how this fucking thing works.
I understand. You
can't call them on bullshit right away. That way we don't have a segment.
I know. You can go home now.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Right. I go, no, I've been good recently. I want you. I don't want my old life, but their wretched fingers still grab at me. Please, honey, just tell me you love me. Just tell me you love me. I don't wanna know. Very high, Michael Anthony.
Yeah, really. I'm just wondering who was pulling on his jockey shorts. So he was like, yeah.
She goes, I love you, but baby, I'm doubting you will go back to that life when you gets well. I go, thank you, baby. I love you. Things have been so bad, but you are so good. Well, dear, just be careful and get me the card, baby.
Oh, man.
But on her end, all right, yeah. You know, you got to, you know, time is money here, you know?
Yeah.
You guess she's got to say something. No. You know, I feel bad. Do what you can. I'm here with you. But by the way, while we're at it, you got to do something with the card, too.
I go, you think I'll go back to the life I had? She goes, I guess so. I go, why do you think I'll go back to that? She goes, honey, she goes, excuse me. She goes, because I've been telling you to get out of it, but you refuse until you fall sick. Then she gets back to me on March 8th. Hello, dear, I miss you. And I say, hi. And then she goes, baby, I'm worried. You're hidden a lot from me. It seems you're into something illegal. Baby, I think you should be able to tell me, darling. I'm your woman. Don't you trust me?
Oh, here we go. No.
I go,
in a word.
I go, hidden a lot? I'm the one who wants to video chat with you.
Yeah, right.
We can both go back to where we fucking came from.
Yeah, there you go.
She wants money. I want a video chat.
There you go. Now, you see, negotiations have fallen apart, and you're back in your original position.
I will be holding a press conference, though, to talk about how well things have gone. She goes, it seems you're into illegal things. I go, well, let's put it this way. I hesitate to tell you because when I do things you don't approve of, you throw it back in my face when you are angry, which you
true.
She goes, baby, tell me, I need to know what's going on with you. You know I love you. Maybe I can help you, dear. I don't know.
How do you like writing porn?
Dust that off.
Yeah, there you go.
She goes, baby, you need to be free with me, please. What are we in a relationship where you can't share with me, but what's going on with you? I go, fine. That goes both ways. I love you. I don't think you're really from California.
Oh,
I got a genuine gap.
I know. I was like, you weren't there.
I go, I think you're really a girl from Nigeria, which is fine with me. I just wish you would tell me.
Oh, good.
Now, remember, I've also called out the guy on the bullshit, too.
Yeah, I know.
I'm also saying, hey, you make great radio. We're doing a show here.
Yeah, we're doing a show.
Joe is puzzled by this.
No, well.
He's bemused.
Because how is she going to handle this? I think she's going to say no, because she's worked this hard. If it was me, I would keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
Where did you get that? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Right?
Because she's invested too much into this.
Oh, yeah. She's backpedaling.
And
no.
God forbid if her handlers find out.
Oh, my God.
She's getting called upstairs. So, you know, she's going to keep it going.
Yeah.
It's a duplex hut where we're dealing with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Or into the auxiliary hut.
Yeah.
She goes, baby, I know how you avoid a topic. Please don't do that now. Tell me what I asked you. I go, I will tell you, but I want you to admit it, hun. Let's just say at one point when I was very sick some months ago, the money ran out and I got in with some bad people.
Hmm.
She goes, what ran out your money, dear? And who are the bad people? I go, I ran out of money, so I did bad things to make it back. Hun, are you really from California? Are you my African queen?
Oh, I like that. I like the way you're phrasing it so that it would be okay for her to say that she's
good,
the African.
I'm very understanding.
Yeah.
I got a radio show to do.
African queen, na 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 na, you know what I mean.
That's Mississippi Queen.
I know it is.
She was doing comedy, Joe.
Mm.
The thing about
apparently
comedy,
not.
Well, the good thing about yours, do it when you do it. It doesn't annoy anybody. It just fucking plows ahead. You don't burden people with laughs.
Yeah, I know. None of that filthy like sound.
No, it's nice.
Annoying sounds.
I go. No, she goes, I swear to God, I'm from California. And what you tell me, I will keep it between us. And I'll try all my best to help told you out. I think to help you out. I don't know what the fuck she's trying to say. But she's clearly from California.
And she's totally flustered that you're trying to say that she's not.
Because who needs this shit?
I don't really.
You know, I mean, who needs, from her perspective, who needs this shit?
Well, as you've said before, he's a federal case.
Oh, God, who needs this shit?
Makes a nation fucking run. Why not a fucking scammer? Why can't I troll her? We're getting trolled as a nation.
Yes,
fuck her.
All that cotton candy hair, too.
No, I'm like, fuck her, but on her end, who needs this shit?
You know, she's got 4 more years of it. 6 more years of me fucking dealing with her. I go, Jane, you're not the girl in the pictures. I feel it. She goes, how, baby? Calm down your mind. I'm whom? I'm who I'm. I'm who I am.
We've been telling you that.
She's completely freaking the fuck out. I'm whom?
I go, my mind is calm. I'm at peace with you not being the girl in the picture. I just wish you would admit it or allow me to see you. She goes, trust me, baby, I never lie to you, and I never do, and I will never do. I go, well, you have lied to me.
Yeah, there's that.
She's fighting for a life here.
Yeah.
I turned this around. Suddenly, it's not about the money.
Well, you have, but like I said before, you called her on the carpet, but she's fighting for her life on this because she's invested a lot in your bullshit.
Yeah.
And you know, just for the principle of it, even if she can get a buck.
I know.
Even if she walks away with a buck. You know?
It's like, at least I got something from
this. I feel like we've
bitch.
Had that moment with all of our scammers.
Yeah.
Where you guys have taken that approach. If they could just get something.
Yeah, really?
I go, well, you have lied to me. She goes, Davin, you should tell me what I ask you and stop complaining.
Gotta
hand that round to her.
You little.
No, I don't think so. I think I've broken her.
It's like, you little.
She broke
bitch.
The character.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
She did.
Read that line again.
Davin, you should tell me what I ask you and stop complaining. It's like kind of when the scammers have had enough of Ann Jackson's horse shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
except
like,
Ann's really believing it. I'm like,
she's just trying to defuse it, yeah. Turn it around.
Yeah. I go, complaining? She goes, you said this for once until now. I go, huh? She goes, baby, you're doing it and should not be. I go, are you saying you never lied to me? Dear, please listen to me. How have I lied to you? Remember the whole fiancé Kane thing?
Oh, right.
She had a fiance, and then I called her on that. Like,
right.
Oh, God, you
well,
take
if you're going to nitpick.
Details, details.
Oopsie.
She goes, Kane. I go, yes, you don't recall? She goes, oh, I remember and told you myself. You didn't later know.
Wow.
I go, but it was a lie. Yeah. It did cause pain. So you have lied to me.
Yeah, so don't even start with that you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. She goes, okay, I admitted that, and you've lied to me also. I go, when have I lied? She goes, you lied to me. You lied by not telling me about the bad people. I go, that's not a lie.
I'm just not telling you.
Exactly.
Yeah, if I wasn't asked the question and I didn't say something, how is it a lie?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Truth is not truth.
Lie is not lie.
Lie is not lie. I go, that is not a lie. She goes, you lied that you're sick meanwhile you're not. I go, that's not a lie. Wow, you are being mean. I'm going to go. She goes, you don't want to go out because of the bad people not to get you. It's the fact. I noticed by your worda.
Worda.
You heard the woman.
You stick by your worda.
I go, wow, you're mean. Now I regret telling you anything. She goes, why are you keeping things for me? Why? I go, because you do shit like this. You get mean and hurtful.
Because you do shit like this. Like,
she goes, I hate when a closed person hides things from me.
When a closed person?
You heard her. I go, yeah, well, I hate when a person who says they loves me calls me a liar and is mean. She goes, baby, will you tell me where exactly the work you're going to? You call me a liar, top by saying about Kane.
Well, and?
Exactly. I go, you said you never lied to me, or would lie to me. I pointed out that you did, and would. Nothing more. I'm going to lay down. You really upset me. It was not what I needed from you today. Goodbye, Jane.
Good day, sir.
She goes, you're upset me, too.
You're upset me.
You're upset me too.
You're upset me too.
Later on, she goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, I go, sure don't feel that way. She goes, my life. I go, that isn't even close to true. She goes, my dick. What's about that?
What? My dick? What's about that?
Well, I said, huh?
I yeah, said, really.
Huh? My dick? What's about that?
She goes, you're my dick. Pip is it's late and Pip's melting down. Hold on, kids, this will be 10-15 minutes. So Pip composes herself and I scotch guard the rug.
Can't say it, blame her.
My dick, what's about that?
You're her dick.
I'm
your
everybody's
dick. Oh my god. Okay.
I go, I don't think that's very nice. You just called me a dick. She goes, LOL, I don't think so. I go, are you saying I'm a dick or you want my dick?
Yeah, really?
We're really going to get to the bottom of this.
And we'll leave it there. All right, you know, I could answer that for you if you want. You want that answer?
Yes.
Yes.
March 9th, she says, always want your dick, and it's my dick.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I go, is your pussy my pussy? And... goes,
the eternal question, actually.
I go, well, now we're just going to have to go forward. I go, hello? She goes, yeah, sure. I go, what, yeah, sure? She goes, I miss you. I go, that is what you were saying yeah, sure to? She
yeah, goes, sure.
She goes, I saw your message. Is your pussy my pussy? Then I reply. We're naming things now.
I see.
I go, oh, LOL. It seems like a weird question days after the question.
That's like, you know, yeah. The way she, yeah, sure. It's like you're on a trip and go, yeah, well, we'll get to town. Why don't we get a bite to eat? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
You know, well, like,
is your pussy my pussy?
No.
That's unfortunate. Your pussy's your own pussy.
This pussy's my pussy. This yours is your pussy. This pussy is here for you and me.
You skipped a couple verses.
Yeah, but he got to the essence of it.
It's late.
No, we could have been done, but you said nay, nay. I go, L-O-L-O-L. It seems like a weird question after, a weird question days after the question. She goes, look, how have you been? I have been sick. I go, hanging in there. I missed you. What's wrong? She goes, I was just weak. I lose strength. And how's your health, dear? I go, don't worry about me, especially while you're not well. She goes, baby, hope you are now okay. Do you have my card? I go, working on it.
Do you have my card?
Get the Star Trek card, too. You keep it with that.
Yeah. How you doing? Do you have my money?
She goes, how much do you want to buy? And what are you working on? You should know how much I need it. I go, oh, sorry, dear. I was being selfish with my health.
What? she's trying to get back.
Yeah. So I go, oh, sorry, dear. I was being selfish with my health, trying to get my car back, and trying to take care of some issues that will allow me to get it taken care of. Clearly, I've been selfish.
You dick.
She's trying to make the And she must be going, oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, God. That's not what I said. Oh, God. Reading over everything I say.
It's like I'm difficult.
Almost.
She goes, you never got your car since? I go, no. She goes, how's the issue with the bad people? I go, the less you know, the better, dear. She goes, baby, it's our issues, not yours. We need to find a way out. I go, no, it's my issue. I will not involve you in it. You have my dick. You don't have my troubles.
That's the segment.
That's it. That's it.
That's the segment name.
She goes, baby, that's how a good relations work. Good relationship works. You should be clear to me. You should show up everything to me. I go, my dick is not enough.
Also the eternal question.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, we asked, is that my pussy? That's the eternal
question.
Often
I've offered them a cuddle after my dick was not enough.
$60 an hour.
Yeah. Actually, you need a cuddle after they told you that.
Cup of coffee will cost you another $110.
There you go.
She goes, I should know how things go with you. I go, we all have things we don't share, Jane. She goes, baby, I should be by you no matter the situation, dear. Then you don't trust me. I go, I do. But like I said, I know you have secrets too. Just let it be. She goes, then get it my card, baby. Please me here.
Get it my card.
I go, I'm working on it, Jane. There's life without music, but there's no life without breath. And we'll leave it there. She wants an iTunes. Remember, this is about a fucking iTunes card.
I know.
So we'll leave it there.
Because when you're down in your luck, that's the first thing you need.
That's the first thing you need.
Well, she wants Van Halen 3, and who am I to hold it from her? I'd be a cat if I deprived her of that great Eddie Van Halen
masterpiece. Yes.
What do you guys think?
I think that was really good. Mm. That was really good stuff. She's really persistent, but she's giving you a lot of juice in between.
I tell you, I like her tenacity.
I do, too.
Once again, are you starting with the scammers just to upset me?
No, I just, because you're pulling out all the stops, and she just, you know, she's rolling with it, and then she'll sink right back in wanting some
she's tenacious.
Yeah.
She is tenacious. But I think I'm holding strong, too.
No, you both are, but it's a nice volley.
She's she's tenacious, Jay.
Yeah. Have that one loaded in the chamber, and you couldn't hold that one back.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. Yeah.
So it's still going well with Jane.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've established whose dick it is.
Yes, it's hers.
We need to get to the bottom of that.
Everybody wants a dick, and then you have the dick. I don't want this.
What did I want this so badly for?
Enough with this dick. All right. It's been fun. Shall we thank folks?
Yes, we should.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions, run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tao, T-A-O, of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tao of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villain setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also host the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by side-splitting production owner Davin of Davin's Den. I'm sure we have a show coming up.
October 19th.
October 19th. Who's going to be in the show?
Patrick O'Donnell is your headliner, Eric Haft is your feature, and Sharon Simon is your host.
And it's going to be a great show and experience all that Portobello has to offer, 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more, call them, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. Hey, you deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
You deserve the best, and you should listen to the best on HudsonRiverRadio.com every weekday from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday.
First time plugging this shit?
Yeah, it's the first time with the new lips. I'm just trying them out. That's Mr. Helix's show every Monday Friday. It's the Richter Observatory on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
His last name is Helix.
Yes, I know. Yeah, he's trying that out. So,
because it's like a Richter scale, because the music is like it registers on a Richter scale. Like
yes, it certainly does.
Okay,
and on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
There you go,
Joe.
Oh, you know, he's coming.
I didn't mean to surprise you with this.
No, usually, he was in a reverie.
Usually, you say, Joe, where are you going to be? Then I'll answer that question.
Sorry, rewind, Joe.
Where are you going to be?
Well, it just so happens I'm going to be at the Treehouse Comedy Club in Westport at Bistro B this coming Saturday. It's going to be a great show. Show is going to be at 8 p.m. And for tickets, you can call 203-557-8145 or go to treehousecomedy.com. Also, for tickets, again, that's an alternate number as well, 203-230-8700.
Thursday, September 6th, I'll be on the 11 p.m. show at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. Well, kids, I think we've done all that we want to do.
All that anybody wants us to do.
I think it was a full show. I think we give the people a lot. We brought back great debates of absurdity.
Yes. And it certainly was absurd.
It certainly was absurd. We continued with Jane, and we helped Joe unwind.
I think a little bit. Yeah. Did we?
Yes.
We were Joe's happy ending of the day.
Okay.
Yeah, if you could yawn right into the fucking microphone.
I did.
What's wrong with
and
you?
And your wish
tired.
Was command.
The fucking day.
I understand that, but sometimes the audience goes to the late show and you're fucking performing. And what do you think when they yawn at you in the front row? Are you understanding?
No, the late show hasn't. This is the only show. We're ending it right now, so I can yawn. I'm
no, you can't yawn in the mic. Fucking excuse yourself, you animal.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, my God.
Fucking plebeians.
We're not going to get any better. You know that. This is it.
It's fucking terminal, isn't it?
It is. It's terminal.
All right. Well, that's that. Thank you guys for listening live. Thank you for listening on the podcast, wherever you listen to the show. We know it was worth your while, because really, we're fucking worth it.
Yes.
If you like us, tell a friend. You hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.